This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Pretty good Tuesday morning. It's already August 25th, 2026. 75 degrees and sunny at 7:06, and boy, we've got a lot we want to talk about this morning. Today is the primary runoff elections, and the race for governor will be razor thin. Trey Savage with NonDoc.com will be here to talk about it. A local man is facing murder charges after police say the fentanyl he sold left a user dead. A convicted killer wants a judge to reconsider his life sentence. The reason? Coming up. Several people are hurt when a school bus flips over, what investigators are saying about what happened. Newly unsealed documents are showing more about State Farm's handling of wind and hail claims in Oklahoma, what the documents reveal coming up. Construction underway on a major new housing and retail development near Scissortail Park in Oklahoma City. We'll talk about the plans for the project. It's a 2A Tuesday, the latest on your fight to keep your gun rights, and we'll take your calls and comments at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, Mike Mazey and Gettner Drummond are making their final appeals to voters just hours before Oklahoma's Republican gubernatorial runoff. President Donald Trump spent much of a 15-minute phone call endorsing his pick, while Drummond took more than an hour answering questions from voters across the state. The two remain sharply divided over issues including tax cuts and the proposed aluminum smelter in Inola. Drummond has vowed to fight the project while Mazey supports it. Trump called Mazey a, quote, MAGA warrior and criticized Drummond as a rhino. Drummond, meanwhile, urged voters to reject what he called outside political influence. The winner will face Democrat Cindy Munson and three independents come November. Well, Mike Mazey has won the endorsement of the Oklahoma Republican Party State Committee, giving his campaign a major boost just one day before today's gubernatorial runoff. The committee called Mazey the recognized Republican choice. The endorsement comes as Mazey and Attorney General Gettner Drummond remain locked in a very tight race. Both campaigns are getting millions of dollars in outside spending, with groups attacking each candidate. Drummond says he won't bow to party leaders, while Mazey called the GOP endorsement historic. Polls suggest the race could be decided by a razor-thin margin. Well, the governor's race is the biggest contest on today's ballot, but voters will also decide other races. Republicans will choose nominees for state superintendent, labor commissioner, and insurance commissioner, while Democrats will select their nominees for open U.S. Senate seat. All voters statewide will weigh in on state questions 844 and 846. There are also several local and legislative runoff races. Polls are open from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., and anyone in line by 7 will be allowed to vote. Remember, Oklahoma voters must show identification, use their voter ID card, or sign an affidavit, and cast a provisional ballot. Oklahoma voters will decide state question 844, which would give lawmakers more authority over property tax reimbursements tied to manufacturing subsidies. Currently, new or expanded manufacturing plants can receive a five-year property exemption, and the state reimburses local governments for lost revenue. Supporters say the current system can cost taxpayers millions because counties determine property values and the state pays the reimbursements. Opponents warn changes could reduce funding for local services, particularly schools. Now, if approved, lawmakers would gain the authority to change the constitutional provisions governing those reimbursements. 75 degrees and sunny at 7:10. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, a 48-year-old man is facing murder charges after authorities say he distributed fentanyl that killed an Oklahoma man. The Attorney General's office says Scott Tracy Weaver has been indicted by a multi-county grand jury in connection with the death of Drake Minton. Court records say Minton died of fentanyl toxicity back in January of 2024 after Weaver allegedly provided him the drug in Cleveland County. Investigators say Weaver had sold drugs to Minton before, and he knew that he struggled with addiction. Weaver faces first-degree murder or second-degree murder charges, along with a charge for distribution of a controlled dangerous substance. He's being held in the Oklahoma County Detention Center. Well, a man serving a life sentence for a 1997 Guthrie murder is asking a judge to reconsider his sentence under Oklahoma's Survivors Act. Lucky Hardiman pleaded guilty back in 1998 to killing gas station clerk Joyce Brown, who was found shot to death at the business on Oklahoma Avenue. Hardiman now claims that he was forced to commit the murder by a man who, he says, subjected him to physical and sexual abuse. Court documents say Hardiman alleges that the man threatened him with a handgun and ordered him to shoot Brown. The Oklahoma Survivors Act, passed in 2024, allows judges to consider a defendant's history of abuse when deciding whether to reduce a charge or sentence. Hardiman also requested a psychological evaluation. Well, four people were taken to area hospitals after a school bus carrying Mustang High School students crashed just west of Oklahoma City on Monday afternoon. Oklahoma City firefighters say the bus carrying students from Canadian Valley Technology Center collided with a passenger car near Northwest 10th and Frisco right around 3:30. The driver of the car was treated at the scene before being flown to a hospital in critical condition. Three students were taken to the hospital for evaluation. Mustang Public School says there are no reports of life-threatening injuries among its students. The remaining students were either picked up by parents or transported on another bus. The crash remains under investigation. A large fire at the Center Pipe and Salvage has prompted an evacuation order for parts of Velma and Stevens County. The sheriff's office is urging residents to stay away from the area as the fire spreads. The National Weather Service says the wildfire was burning out of control west of Velma and spreading rapidly northeast. People between Center Road and Hargrove Street were told to leave the area immediately and not delay to gather belongings. A shelter has been set up at the Stevens County Fairgrounds for residents affected by the evacuation. Officials are also warning drivers to avoid heavy smoke and slow down near emergency crews. Well, newly unsealed documents are intensifying a legal fight over State Farm's handling of wind and hail claims in Oklahoma. A Comanche County judge recently released 31 documents that attorneys for Oklahoma policyholders say show the company used a program to reduce claim payments and increase profits. State Farm disputes those allegations, saying that it's paid more than $1 billion to Oklahoma customers for wind and hail damage over the past 2 years. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond has also sued State Farm, alleging a coordinated effort to underpay and deny legitimate claims. State Farm says the lawsuit represents about 1% of roughly 30,000 claims that it's handled in Oklahoma in the past 5 years. Well, Piedmont residents packed City Hall on Monday night to oppose zoning changes that could clear the way for a massive data center. The proposed project would cover more than 630 acres near Northwest 248th and Richland Road, with buildings extending into Kingfisher County. Residents warned development could change the way their rural life and affect property values and resources. The developer says the facility would use about 75,000 gallons of water initially and then operate on a closed-loop system with minimal daily use. The company also says that it would build a water tower if needed and would not drill any wells. No decision was reached on Monday night. Well, construction is underway on a major new housing and retail development near Scissortail Park in downtown Oklahoma City. Developer Scott Hosley says the first building, called The Beck, would include 52 apartments and 11,000 square feet of retail space. A second building will add 308 apartments, along with restaurants, a cigar lounge, and other businesses. Hosley says the goal is to turn underused property into an extension of downtown without pricing out nearby residents. Oklahoma City planning officials support the redevelopment. A third building is also planned. The project is expected to be completed before the 2028 Olympics. Oklahoma ranchers are reacting to President Donald Trump's plan to bring an imported beef at 25% below the current market prices. The 90-day deal is aimed at lowering beef prices and rebuilding the nation's shrinking cattle herd, but Oklahoma cattle producers have concerns. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association says it supports rebuilding the herd, but believes that beef prices should be driven by producers and consumers, not by the government. One Caddo County cattle producer says the choppers also need clear country of origin labeling so they know where they're buying American beef or beef from a foreign country. Gubernatorial candidate Gettner Drummond opposes the plan, saying that cheap imported beef could hurt Oklahoma cattlemen. Mike Mazey did not respond to requests for comment. Oklahoma lawmakers set aside $3 million for a new state plane, but officials now say the aircraft could cost as much as $5.5 million. House Budget Committee Chairman Trey Caldwell says Governor Kevin Stitt requested the $3 million appropriation, but he does not expect lawmakers to provide additional money. State officials may use proceeds from selling the current aircraft along with money from other agency budgets to cover the difference. Stitt's office says selling the state's previous planes was not a mistake and saved taxpayers millions of dollars. Critics, including Democratic lawmakers, question spending millions of dollars on an airplane while the state faces other financial challenges. Well, the Oklahoma County Jail Trust has delayed a vote on proposed new bylaws after members raised concerns about how the changes were presented. Trust members said the bylaws were added to Monday's agenda at the last minute, leaving very little time to review them. Pastor Derek Scobie said he only received the document on Monday morning and warned that the proposed language could give too much authority to the trust chair, vice chair, and jail administrator. Scobie says the jail administrator could end up with more power than individual trust members have. The trust voted to postpone the bylaw vote for 30 days to allow members more time to review those changes. Oklahomans will have a chance to see a spectacular lunar eclipse on Thursday night, with the moon turning a deep red as it passes through the Earth's shadow. The partial eclipse begins shortly after sunset, with the moon becoming visible around 9:30. The eclipse reaches its peak about 11:13 p.m., when roughly 96% of the moon will be covered by Earth's shadow. The partial eclipse ends around 1 a.m., and the moon completely clear of the shadow by 2 o'clock. The red color happens because sunlight passing through the Earth's atmosphere filters out most colors, leaving reddish light to reach the moon. Well, today is primary runoff election day. Republican voters will have the chance to choose between Attorney General Gettner Drummond and financial planner Mike Mazie for governor. Because Oklahoma is such a Republican state, chances are the winner of this election will be the next governor of the state. Coming up after the break, Trey Savage of NonDoc.com will be in to break it all down for us. It's 75 degrees and sunny at 718. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Couple of construction issues to be aware of. May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 at Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th. It's election day. Polls are open 7 to 7. Buckle up. That's Freedom Traffic.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Mike Mazie has a plan. A plan to give $1 billion of your tax money to a foreign Muslim government. You work hard to pay your bills, and Mike Mazie wants to line the pockets of foreigners with your tax dollars. Protect your future. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Mike Mazie. Gettner Drummond's plan puts Oklahoma first. Drummond will give much-needed tax relief to Oklahoma seniors, Oklahoma small businesses, and Oklahoma families. And Gettner Drummond will stop the foreign ownership of land and will ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Gettner Drummond, Oklahoma first, always. On August 25th, vote conservative Republican. Vote Gettner Drummond for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Put Oklahoma First, LLC. 210 North Mustang Mall, number 1018. Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064. 405-764-1606.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9. online.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. I've been saying this since the early aughts when I was criticizing things like No Child Left Behind and TARP, all problems caused by big government. If you have problems that are caused by big government, you don't create more government to fix the problems that more government was created to deal with and then made it worse.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be another hot one today. No surprise there. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day today and a high of 100 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low of 75. On Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, high of only 96 degrees. On Thursday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, high of 95. Then on Friday, mostly sunny skies, high of 97 degrees. Well, today's primary runoff election day. Republican voters will be choosing between Attorney General Gettner Drummond and financial planner Mike Mazie for governor. And because Oklahoma is such a strongly Republican state, the winner of today's runoff very likely will be the state's next governor. So Trey Savage of NonDoc.com is joining us to break down all this stuff for us. Going to ask you the big question first. What's your prediction, man? Who's going to be the next governor?
One of those two fellows, probably.
Thank you. Very helpful. Very helpful.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be, I think everybody that I know is thinking turnout could be pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that said, conventional wisdom is always, up for debate, right? Like, we shouldn't just make assumptions. For all we know, people are really fired up. I mean, you know, every 4 years, every 8 years, you know, since we've had an open Republican runoff for governor, you know, there's new technology, there's new ways to reach voters, there's new people who've moved into the state. I mean, for all I know, people think the contrast is extremely stark. And as a result, that's going to drive people on both sort of ideological ends of the Republican Party. Now, that is what is sort of the matchup, right? Is the quote unquote traditional Republican base versus the quote unquote MAGA Republican base.
Right.
Ironically, Gettner Drummond had not traditionally been a Republican, right?
Right.
You know, much of his early career. That said, he is much closer to what you would call the sort of traditional Oklahoma establishment world. And if you look at his endorsements, you know, he's supported by a lot of law enforcement folks, a lot of, you know, firefighter associations, educators, you know, attorney groups. And he's got a lot of strong support in those areas. Road pavers have you know, supported him now.
But where he's not getting support is Donald Trump. Right. And he's referring to MAGA people as fascists.
Yeah, he had one about a lazy boy and a six pack.
Yeah,
which I love both of those things. I'd love a lazy boy and a six pack myself. So, you know, kind of like the old bug zapper for Oklahomans of a certain age, right?
But is that alienating a large percentage of his potential base?
Oh, I think it's sort of like the whole never Trump world. There's a bunch of never Drummonders. And so I think to take it back to why I think a lot of people think turnout will be low, right, is that you have a bunch of people who said never Drummond, right, in the Republican Party. That said, I also think you have the alternative candidate, Mike Mazie, who, you know, is to quote Kevin Stitt, goofy. or to quote Shane Jett, quirky.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to quote some other people I know at the Capitol, rude, you know. And
yeah.
So I think that I think that the thing I've been saying since the June 16th primary, where they were very close, I think it was like 1,100 votes separated the two of them for first and second place. The only person that Gintner Drummond could have beaten in this runoff is Mike Mazie. And the only person Mike Mazie could have beaten in this runoff is Gintner Drummond.
100%.
And so that puts the electorate in a bizarre scenario. Now, I think if you looked at I don't watch a ton of TV per se, you know, and I'm certainly, believe it or not, I don't watch MSNBC or Fox News. And my father will watch, but he'll watch any cable news. He'll, you know, wake up in the middle of the night to watch it. But I cannot do it. And because it's not a lot of news, it's a lot of commentary, right?
Sure.
And, you know, anybody who would talking to a microphone about their beliefs is, you know, should be questioned. That's a joke because we're doing that right now.
I'm
but anyway,
you. I'm with you.
So,
with you.
You know, I didn't see every ad, right? But I thought the tone was a little bit different this runoff. That I thought that things got really AI heavy,
yeah,
really outlandish in the primary. And I think, you know, you saw a lot of voter fatigue where it was very even among, you know, some candidates and people weren't super enthused about the gubernatorial runoff. The tone of these ads has seemed a little different, or at least a little more believable.
Yeah.
You know?
No more hugging Hillary Clinton, that kind of stuff.
Right. And I think that, and you can make the same argument. I mean, I actually think Drummond's perhaps most effective ad is this one that's him sitting at a desk talking to the camera.
Yeah.
No frills. No, I mean, it still looks like he's been, you know, enhanced a little bit through some.
But no sitting graphics. In a church. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying those ads. I just happened to be sitting here in this church when a camera crew walked in. So we started talking.
Right.
Nobody's buying that, you know?
Right. Or like crazy graphics where, you know, people are popping out and, you know, there's all these elaborate colors and dark music and stuff. And so I think that, you know, I've predicted this for a little while now, that I think eventually we will see a return to, you know, a candidate has to be authentically there in an ad.
Yeah.
That you know, you go so far to where it's just unbelievable and people are clamoring for reality. And it's not wildly different. I was having this conversation yesterday with somebody. It's not wildly different than what people expect from media right now.
Right.
Is that as AI and as the robots enable, you know, sort of shadow actors or independent operators to, you know, prop themselves up as here with, you know, this is journalism, this is news media you should trust. And the only thing that we have in the media that we can do is lean into, hey, we're actual real humans here.
Sure.
And you can talk to me. You can call into 96.9 right now. What's the number, Aaron? Like, you know, tell them, like, hey, call me, talk to me, ask me questions, tell me I stink. You know, because you can't do that with a robot.
Well, Oklahomans want authentic, and I think that we've got a lot of out-of-state influence telling people, you got to be flashier, you got to do. People don't want that. People they want you to be honest. What do you stand for? What don't you stand for? And I think that's where both of these candidates failed, is that neither one of them has really put forth a good comprehensive plan as far as what they're going to do. All I'm hearing is, no, the other guy is the bad guy. I'm the good guy. Vote for me.
Yeah.
And Oklahomans don't want that. We just got a couple of seconds left.
Sure.
So just quickly, we were on your website just a second ago. People aren't looking at the gubernatorial race right now on nondoc.com. They're looking at other stuff.
Yeah, it's 7:30. We've got hundreds of people on the website, and the number one thing they're listening to, insurance commissioner race.
That's interesting.
So,
Trey Savage, nondoc.com, one of the best places to go for local politics, nondoc.com. Definitely check it out. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Radio News. I'm John Summers. The White House unveiled what it calls its economic D-Day for Iran. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the new sanctions amount to an economic onslaught against Iran to further isolate it from the rest of the world.
We are launching an economic onslaught against Iran's financial connections around the globe.
The Supreme Court allowed parts of President Trump's executive order targeting mail-in voting to move ahead. Pope Leo appealed for help in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where an Ebola outbreak continues to spread. Officials with the University of Louisville issued a statement in response to a double shooting at the Scholar House Sunday. The father of a USS Abraham Lincoln sailor is awaiting deportation after he's picked up by immigration officials in Key West. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
You trusted a nursing home to care for someone you love. But what happens when that trust is broken? Nursing home abuse is a growing crisis, and it doesn't always leave visible bruises. It can be physical, emotional, financial, or even a neglect. Bed sores, unexplained injuries, sudden weight loss, withdrawal, or unusual charges on their accounts. These are all red flags. Our loved ones deserve dignity, not mistreatment. And facilities that cut corners or look the other way need to be held accountable. If something doesn't feel right, trust your instincts. Document what you see, ask questions, and know you have legal options. At McIntyre Law, we fight for families dealing with nursing home abuse and neglect. We'll investigate what happened, hold the facility responsible, and make sure your loved one is protected. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Don't wait until it gets worse. If you suspect abuse, call McIntyre Law today.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Tracy Mitchell has been sentenced to 15 years in prison and 10 years of probation after a 2022 crash that killed 36-year-old Thomas Ferguson. Prosecutors said Mitchell was under the influence of THC and alcohol when she hit Ferguson's vehicle. Ferguson's mother, Starla Smith, said the family finally feels they've received justice after 4 years of waiting. Electrical crews in Edmond restored power to about 860 customers Monday night after a vehicle struck a utility pole and damaged power lines in the area. The outage affected an area between Danforth Road and 33rd Street and Broadway and Bryant Avenues. Power was restored shortly after 9 p.m. Authorities haven't released any additional details about the vehicle that struck the utility pole or potential injuries involved. President Trump says a temporary tariff break on imported beef will help lower grocery prices, but the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association disagrees. Officials say drought, feed costs, and a historically low cattle herd are driving prices, and they don't believe the proposed imports are enough to make a significant difference. They say the policy could also discourage ranchers from rebuilding their herds. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health65.com. That's Health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Do you have a high water bill, warm spots on your floor, sound of running water when it's turned off? You could have a slab leak. These hidden leaks beneath your home's foundation can cause costly damage if left untreated. Service Pro Plumbing uses advanced leak detection technology to locate the problem and provide expert repairs before it gets worse. The leak may be under your home, the solution isn't. Call Service Pro Plumbing today for non-invasive slab leak detection and repair.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
Tractor Bob.com. TractorBob.com.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 100. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75. Tomorrow will be very warm with a blend of clouds and sun and a high of 96. Thursday will also be very warm with the intervals of sunshine and clouds, reaching a high of 95. Friday brings mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. It's 77 degrees already, sunny skies at 736. Oh, wait, there goes the phone. Let me grab that real quick. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
I'll tell you, Aaron, I don't get no respect. No respect at all. You should take my wife. She said she should embrace her mistakes. And then she gave me a great big hug. No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
Oh, no respect. I'll tell you, I taught my dog how to sit. He forgot how to stand. No respect. No respect at all. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Well, Mike Mazey and Gettner Drummond made their final appeals to voters on Monday, just hours before Oklahoma's Republican gubernatorial runoff. President Donald Trump spent much of Mazey's 15-minute phone call endorsing his pick, while Drummond spent more than an hour answering questions from voters. The candidates remain divided over tax cuts and the proposed aluminum smelter in Inola. Drummond has vowed to fight the project while Mazey supports it. Trump has called Mazey a, quote, MAGA warrior and criticized Drummond as a rhino. Drummond urged voters to reject what he calls outside political influences. The Republican nominee will face Democrat Cindy Munson and three independents in come November. Well, Mike Mazey has won the endorsement of the Oklahoma Republican Party State Committee, giving his campaign a major boost just one day before today's gubernatorial runoff. The committee called Mazey the recognized Republican choice. The endorsement comes as Mazey and Attorney General Gettner Drummond remain locked in a very tight race. Both campaigns are also getting millions of dollars in outside spending, with groups attacking each candidate. Drummond says that he won't bow to political leaders, while Mazey called the GOP endorsement historic. Polls suggest the race could be decided by a razor-thin margin. Well, the governor's race is the biggest contest on Oklahoma's ballot today, but voters will also be deciding several other races and two state questions. Republicans will choose nominees for state superintendent, labor commissioner, and insurance commissioner, while Democrats will select their nominee for an open U.S. Senate seat. All voters statewide will weigh in on state question 844 and 846. There are also local and legislative runoff races. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and anyone in line by 7 will be allowed to vote. Oklahoma voters must show their identification, use their voter ID card, or sign an affidavit, and cast a provisional ballot. Oklahoma voters will decide state question 844, which would give lawmakers more authority over property tax reimbursements tied to manufacturing subsidies. Currently, new or expanded manufacturing plants can receive a five-year property tax exemption, with a state reimbursing local governments for lost revenue. Supporters say the current system can cost taxpayers millions of dollars because counties determine property values and the state pays the reimbursement. Opponents warn changes could reduce funding for local services, particularly schools. If approved, lawmakers would gain authority to change the constitutional provisions governing those reimbursements. A 48-year-old man is facing murder charges after authorities say he distributed fentanyl that killed an Oklahoma man. The Attorney General's office says Scott Tracy Weaver was indicted by a multi-county grand jury in connection with the death of Drake Minton. Court records say Minton died of fentanyl toxicity back in January of 2024 after Weaver allegedly provided him with a drug in Cleveland County. Investigators say Weaver had sold drugs to Minton before and knew that he struggled with addiction. Weaver faces first or second degree murder charges, along with a charge of distribution of a controlled dangerous substance. He is being held right now in the Oklahoma County Detention Center. A man serving a life sentence for the 1997 Guthrie murder is asking a judge to reconsider his sentence under Oklahoma's Survivors Act. Lucky Hardiman had pleaded guilty back in 1998 to killing a gas station clerk, Joyce Brown, who was found shot to death at the business on Oklahoma Avenue. Hardiman now claims that he was forced to commit the murder by a man who he says subjected him to physical and sexual abuse. court documents say Hardiman alleges the man threatened him with a handgun and ordered him to shoot Brown. The Oklahoma Survivors Act allows judges to consider a defendant's history of abuse when deciding whether to reduce a charge or sentence. Hardiman has also requested a psychological evaluation. Well, four people were taken to area hospitals after a school bus carrying Mustang High School students crashed just west of Oklahoma City on Monday afternoon. Oklahoma City firefighters say the bus carrying students from Canadian Valley Technology Center collided with a passenger car near Northwest 10th and Frisco Road at around 3:30. The driver of that car was treated at the scene before being flown to a hospital in critical condition. Three students were taken to hospitals for evaluation. Mustang Public Schools says there are no reports of life-threatening injuries among its students. The remaining students were picked up by parents or transported on another bus. The crash remains under investigation. A large fire at Sanner Pipe and Salvage has prompted an evacuation order for parts of Velma and Stevens County. The sheriff's office is urging residents to stay away from the area as the fire spreads. The National Weather Service says the wildfire was burning out of control west of Velma and spreading rapidly to the northeast. People between Sanner Road and Hargrove Street were told to leave immediately and not delay to gather belongings. A shelter has been set up at the Stevens County Fairgrounds for residents affected by the evacuation. Officials are also warning drivers to avoid heavy smoke and to slow down near emergency crews. Newly unsealed documents are intensifying a legal fight over State Farm's handling of wind and hail claims in Oklahoma. A Comanche County judge recently released 31 documents that attorneys for Oklahoma policyholders say show the company used a program to reduce claim payments and increase profits. State Farm disputes those allegations, saying it's paid more than $1 billion to Oklahoma customers for wind and hail damage over the past 2 years. State Farm says the lawsuits represent about 1% of the roughly 30,000 claims that it handled in Oklahoma over the past 5 years. Well, Piedmont residents backed City Hall on Monday to oppose zoning changes that would clear the way for a massive data center. The proposed project would cover more than 630 acres near Northwest 248th and Richland Road, with buildings extending into Kingfisher County. Residents warned the development could change their rural way of life and affect property values and resources. The developer says the facility would use about 75,000 gallons of water initially and then operate on a closed-loop system with minimal daily use. The company also says that it would build a water tower if needed and would not drill wells. No decision was reached on Monday night. Well, construction is underway on a major new housing and retail development near Scissortail Park in downtown Oklahoma City. Developer Scott Hosley says the first building, The Beck, would include about 52 apartments and 11,000 square feet of retail space. The second building will add 308 apartments, along with restaurants, a cigar lounge, and other businesses. Hosley says the goal is to turn underused property into an extension of downtown without pricing out nearby residents. Oklahoma City planning officials support the redevelopment. A third building is also planned. The project is expected to be completed before the 2028 Olympics. Oklahoma ranchers are reacting to President Donald Trump's plan to bring in imported beef at 25% below current market prices. The 90-day deal is aimed at lowering beef prices and rebuilding the nation's shrinking cattle herd. But Oklahoma producers have concerns. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association supports the rebuilding of the herd, but says prices should be driven by producers and consumers, not by the government. A Caddo County cattle producer says that shoppers also need to clear country of origin labeling so that they know exactly whether they're buying American beef. Gubernatorial candidate Gettner Drummond opposes the deal, saying that cheap imported beef could hurt Oklahoma cattlemen. Mike Mazie did not respond. Oklahoma lawmakers set aside $3 million for a new state plane, but officials now say the aircraft could cost as much as $5.5 million. House Budget Committee Chairman Trey Caldwell says Governor Kevin Stitt requested the $3 million appropriation, but he does not expect lawmakers to provide additional money. State officials may use proceeds from selling the current aircraft, along with money from other agency budgets, to cover the difference. Stitt's office says selling the state's previous planes was not a mistake and saved taxpayers millions of dollars. Critics, including Democratic lawmakers, question spending millions of dollars on a plane while the state faces another financial challenge. Oklahoma County Jail Trust has delayed a vote on proposed bylaws after members raised concerns about how the changes were presented. Trust members said that the bylaws were added to Monday's agenda at the last minute, leaving very little time to review them. Pastor Derek Scobie says he only received the document early Monday morning and warned the proposed language could give too much authority to the trust chair, vice chair, and jail administrator. Scobie said the jail administrator could end up with more power than individual trust members. The trust voted to postpone the bylaw vote before 30 days to allow members more time to review those changes. Oklahomans will have a chance to see a spectacular lunar eclipse on Thursday night, with the moon turning a deep red as it passes through Earth's shadow. The partial eclipse begins shortly after sunset, with the moon becoming visible around 9:30. The eclipse reaches its peak around 11:13 p.m. when roughly 96% of the moon will be covered by the Earth's shadow. The partial eclipse ends around 1 a.m., with the moon completely clear of the shadow by about 2. The red color happens because sunlight passes through the Earth's atmosphere, filtering out most colors, leaving it a reddish light to reach the moon. Well, in several states, including Virginia, assault weapon bans are on hold while the U.S. Supreme Court considers a similar case, creating a whole lot of uncertainty for gun retailers and customers. One gun shop manager says some previously restricted firearms are back on the shelves, including AR-15 style rifles and high capacity handguns. A former federal prosecutor says enforcement is on hold until the courts decide whether the law violates the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court could take up the case this fall. So what does that mean for Oklahomans? And how important is it that we have more consistency from state to state in our gun laws? Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association joins us next on this 2A Tuesday. It's 77 degrees and sunny at 7:47. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Couple of construction issues to be aware of. May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th. It's Election Day. Polls are open 7 to 7. Buckle up. That's Freedom Traffic.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Sprained wrist, ankle twist. Broken thumb, can't make a fist. Busted knee, surgery. That patch of ice you didn't see.
Where pain starts, Jurnavix suzetrigine begins. Jurnavix is a non-opioid 50-milligram prescription tablet for adults with moderate to severe acute pain that reduces pain signals before they reach the brain.
Tendon tear, nose repair, tripping on that broken stair, dislocation, operation, moped crash while on vacation.
Do not take Jurnavix with CYP3A inhibitors. Avoid use with grapefruit or liver problems, as these may increase side effects. Tell your doctor about all your medicines if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Jurnavix may make certain medicines and birth control less effective. Side effects include itching, muscle spasms, rash, and elevated muscle enzymes.
Joint displacement, knee replacement, fell on marbles in the basement, ladder slip, broken hip, that rock climb where you lost your grip.
To learn more about Jurnavix, ask your doctor. Call 1-833-589-PAIN or visit Jurnavix.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. Going to be a really hot one today. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day and a high of 100 degrees tonight. Mostly cloudy, maybe a chance for a few showers. Should cool things off just a little bit. We'll see a low of 75 degrees. On Wednesday, mix of clouds and sun with a high of 96. Then on Thursday, clouds and sun mixing it up once again. High of 95 degrees. Then on Friday, look for mostly sunny skies and a high of 97.
Right,
look, I got my rights.
I know my rights.
This is 2A Tuesday, defending your Second Amendment right. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on the new Freedom 96.9.
Well, assault weapon bans in several states are on hold as the Supreme Court considers a similar case. So what could that mean for those of us here in Oklahoma? And how important is it that we have some level of consistency in our gun laws from state to state to state? Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association is joining us on this 2A Tuesday. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I just have to ask you a question right off.
Hit me.
How can a state that was an actual colony,
yeah,
who founded this country, think the restriction of arms is necessary? And also, the guy, one of the guys that wrote the Constitution, I'm sorry, the Second Amendment, was very clear, shall not be infringed. There is no way in hell on God's green earth this will ever happen in Oklahoma, period.
Virginia,
period. We'll make sure of it.
Virginia's gone completely nuts, and you're absolutely right. When you think Virginia, you're thinking the colonies, you're thinking the founding of our country. And what have you? What have you become, Virginia?
Yeah, they're only second place. They're in second place to Massachusetts, even.
Yeah,
it's nuts. It's nuts.
It's completely
bonkers. So, folks, that's why elections matter. If you don't get involved in politics, it will get involved in you. And this is why you have to get out and vote today and vote for constitutional conservative candidates.
100%. So, assault weapons bans, basically the Supreme Court is going to consider a similar case on that. Talk to me a little bit about that Supreme Court case and what could it potentially mean in terms of nationwide ramifications. And first of let's identify what an assault weapon is, because I have no idea what an assault weapon even is.
Hey,
and I'm kind of a gun guy.
That's what I was going to do to you. And also, what's a large capacity magazine?
Right.
My AR, they all start at 30. So what's large? I mean, and they're wanting to outlaw that.
Well, typically, it's been 10 in the past. And real funny story. So back a long time ago when I was living in New York, when I wasn't as smart as I am now, when I was living in New York covering news there, they banned what they called large capacity magazines for rifles and for pistols. And they banned it down to, I think it was five or 10 rounds. But they did so, the legislature did so in the dark of night. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. There was no discussion going into it. It was kind of like, surprise, all these things are illegal now. What they didn't take into consideration is that the police in New York generally carry Glocks with have a 20-round magazine.
Right.
So now every single cop in New York State is violating the law. And there was no provision in there to make an exemption for cops. So they had to scurry around like the little cockroaches that they are and change that so the police officers could have, quote-unquote, high-capacity magazines. But for a while, every cop in New York was in violation of the law.
No, I'm not surprised one bit.
Nope.
This, but again, shall not be infringed. The exceptions are so minimal and few, it's not even worth bringing up. And so how they got to that point I would say, folks, like I say, elections matter. Today's the perfect example of that. Get out and vote. They're talking about, and I heard Trace earlier, and I've got to agree with him on most of this stuff. Low turnout's the issue.
Yeah.
Is the issue.
Yeah. So, well, it's hard to get people to turn out when exactly nobody is excited about either one of these candidates. You're voting for the lesser of two evils.
Also, my postman will be of great thrill that his shoulder will not be out of whack from carrying all those mailers that are hitting our, and then the TV airwaves on your phone. It's just, you're just being bombarded. And yeah, people get sick of it.
Yeah.
They do. They just get sick of it.
There's voter exhaustion,
but you know what?
Right now.
But I think that's also part of their plan to wear you out so you don't go, so you're willing to accept whatever the consequences of the election is.
And I think they're probably going to be mission accomplished on that one. So let's get back to the Supreme Court again then. What specifically are they talking about in terms of this assault weapons ban?
There's several cases, which this is actually working out well, that anytime you have multiple cases in different districts of it, that they'll take it up and settle it. And so this needs to be settled. I'm not sure if they're going to do it sooner than next June or if they'll just go ahead and move on it. But right now it's in one judge's issue. So if I understand it correctly, it will go in front of the whole court.
Right.
And as like the Supreme Court, like things are in judiciary, it just takes a while to get things done and right. And this is one of those issues, but I fully anticipate you seeing a 6-3 ruling on this, that it is the right to keep and bear arms, and there is no such thing as assault weapon or large capacity magazine.
I think you're right. And it's funny because different states are labeling assault weapons in different ways. So, for example, if I have an AR-15, which has a 5.56 223 round, in many states that's illegal. But if I have a weapon that fires a 5.56 223 round, but it's not all black and scary looking, for some reason that's legal. So
it's legal for now. Yeah,
but for some reason that bullet's going to be less lethal than the one that I'm firing out of my black scary rifle, or you're going to get less dead if I hit you. How exactly does that work?
Well, also, if you're firing it from a pistol, for some reason that's different too.
Right.
So it doesn't. The whole thing is as asinine as can be, and the length of a barrel doesn't matter. It shall not be infringed. The amount of ammunition it holds is not to be touched. So it's so absurd. It shouldn't even be there. So we're glad it's going to be settled and get this over with and done. But like I say, I want to be able to travel to these states carrying these weapons for self-defense just because I can. And so it needs to be fixed, and I can't wait for it to happen. I don't know about you.
Well, and I also want the people in those other states to enjoy the same freedoms that we have here.
Well, that's the irony, because we've had some guests come into Oklahoma and couldn't believe that you could just carry a gun. Yeah, yeah, get some training, sure. But yeah, carry a gun. It's not the government's need to know that what you're doing. You mean you can buy a suppressor and not have to do paperwork? Yeah, that's right. We're not going to restrict you on owning a suppressor. And we don't care the length. We're not worried about the length of the barrel of your gun either. So if you love liberty, come to Oklahoma. Otherwise, keep your cancer in the same state you're already in.
Although I've talked recently to a few people from California and from New York. We had a caller call in just yesterday from California, talking about just how much he loves the freedoms that we enjoy here in Oklahoma. But you hit it right on the head. We've got the freedoms now, but the only way to keep them is by voting. Even if it means you have to vote for somebody who's not an ideal candidate in your mind, get on out there and vote today.
Right. And if you want to know who those ideal candidates, go to ok2a.org. We have our endorsed candidate list there. We strongly support, recommend that you do that. Get to the polls, folks, and quit complaining that you don't like politicians, because today's your day to fix that.
Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock, Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock, Dana Lash at 2, and of course, Lee Matthews with a drive at 4 o'clock. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.